I fell yesterday on a story written by a man named McLaren called Beside the Bonnie Briar Bush. It tells about a woman who had left her family. She left a beautiful family in Ireland, a family that was very devout, a family that had strict and very high expectations of their children. And somehow she decided that she would leave that family because she wanted to find some new freedom, some new way of searching her life. And so she left and didn't communicate for years with those that she had loved. And then one day, somehow something in her mind said to her to go back to her home, just to see it. So here's the story. Like a prodigal daughter, the story says, she decides to go home. And as she gets near the cottage, she wants to all of a sudden turn around. She's flooded with the memories of her early childhood, of her growing up, of all of those things that somehow even oppressed her. And just as she was starting to walk away, all of a sudden, the dogs in the yard caught her scent. And as if she had never been forgotten, they came after her, as if to welcome her to her home. And the door opened, and her father stood in the doorway, basked in a great light. And she said, when the doors opened, all she could see was her father bathed in that light. He calls out her name. He had no understanding that she was even going to be there, but just spontaneously, he welcomes her home. And suddenly her feet take her running towards her father. He takes her in her arms and she sobs on his head. Later, when the woman told this story to her neighbor, she said, and this is the message I would leave with you, "It's a pity, Margaret, that you don't know Gaelic. That's the best of all languages for loving. There are 50 words for darling. And my father could be calling me every one of them that night. The night I came home." And so, my sisters and brothers, if there has ever been a moment in this church where you did not feel or hear the word, "You are a darling," in whatever language, under whatever circumstance, then I'm sorry. We do everything we can, but certainly maybe a phone call, maybe some request, maybe something that happened is unresponded to. And if that occurs, I must say to you tonight, that's the very farthest thing from what we want from you. I don't know Gaelic either, but if I knew it, in 50 different ways, I would say to you tonight, you are darling. You are welcome. And in order to create some way in which you can get to me a little bit better, I've asked for a line to go directly just to me. Goes to nobody else in this parish. Not another single staff person will get that. If you have a question, if you are angry about me or about the church or about yourself or about your family or even about the Pope, not that I can do anything about the Pope, but whatever that is, I want you to take that and just make that call. I know it sounds maybe silly or frivolous, but if it's for one person this year that I in some way can say, "Welcome home, welcome back, we're sorry, yes, darling," it will be worth whatever the effort was. And so, my brothers and sisters, the best gift that we can give, and probably the only thing you'll ever remember about me or St. Monica's Parish, is welcome. And I dare say it's enough. If anyone were to ask me tonight, what kind of a card would I create? A Christmas card. I thought about it. And I thought to myself, I would like to get a card with darkness and light, because wherever I go, you visit these beautiful homes and streets. I mean, they're afire with lights, as is our church tonight. But I would like to have on that card not only the lights, but I'd like to have on that card darkness. And when you open it up, I'd like to say in the inside of the card, have a defiant Christmas. Lovingly, your pastor, Lloyd Torgerson. What do I mean? I think we've gone through some very difficult times. All of us have struggled. And I've asked myself the question, how have we been able to get through this time? I think if we make excuses, if we say it's a bad time, so I didn't do anything, if I've given up, I'm not so sure that this is a great Christmas. Somehow I believe that those among us who have been defiant to say that even in the midst of the darkest of times, I have an inner core, an inner strength, an inner belief that has very little to do with all of the circumstances that surround and swirl around me. Now, that may not sound too sympathetic, but let me just take it to another step. What I believe is that somehow this Christmas message is to help us to see. I have a stronger voice than that little baby, so don't worry about it, and it's fine. Keep them here. It's okay. They can hear me. The message I think that we need to hear is a message that says that you and I are better than the darkness of a world that suggests that this is not the time, that we don't make a difference, that we can't change this world, that we can't live in compassion and care and love, that we cannot be everything that our God calls us to be, that we are not victims of circumstance, that we do not allow ourselves to be pushed and shoved and become something that we have no intention or desire to be. Defiance is not a bad thing if it's used as a positive force for good in our lives, in the lives of our family, and in the lives of this world. My brothers and sisters, this Savior of the world defied all odds and became not only the Savior of a particular time, but a Savior for all time. So what is the teaching for you and for me? The teaching I suggest to you tonight, my brothers and sisters, is journey strong. Don't give up. Believe in who you are. Trust in the inner core strength of a light that God so desperately wants to give to you. And if we do that, if we have that defiance this Christmas, we may have a defiant year, and it may be everything we hope or want it to be. And so, I leave you with a story. A missionary was traveling through a coastal city in Asia. A group of Jews were stranded They were denied entry into every country. Nobody wanted them. And they were forced to live like sheep in a barn outside the outskirts of a city. A missionary went to the barn to see what he could do to help. He greeted the Jews. "Merry Christmas!" The Jews said, "I mean no disrespect, but we do not celebrate Christmas. We're Jews." "I know," said the missionary, "but it's Christmas. But we don't observe Christmas. We're not followers." "I know. But what would you like for Christmas? What gift would you desire? What could I bring to you this Christmas?" So the Jews thought for a moment, probably distrusting this missionary now, and suggested that in their home city in Germany, there was a beautiful bakery where they made wonderful bread and sweet buns. And that's what they missed most. And so the missionary left them. He went into the city, and with every penny he had, he bought at a German bakery, which he found in the city, big loaves of bread and boxes of sweets. And he brought them back to the barn where their Jews were staying. He walked into the barn, placed the bread and the sweets on the table, and said to them, "Merry Christmas." That night, the missionary was at home. His superiors were talking to him. And they said, "Young man, that's crazy. They weren't believers. Why did you do that? They don't believe in Christmas. They don't believe in Jesus." And the missionary looked at his superiors and said, "I know, but I do. I do."
The stars were brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's divine. Truly, he taught us to love one another. His law, his love, and his gospel, his peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is ours.